something they call a bloomer, a mountain bloomer?
Never had.
Bloomer?
No, bloomer?
Uh-uh.
Or a squirrel of some kind?
Never had.
Okay. Is there anything else that is like a squirrel, but it's a little small?
Chipmunk.
Yeah.
Chipmunk. There's some of them around.
Okay. What kind of fish are around here? We were talking about earlier.
Well, our game fish is just brim and bass.
Mm-hmm.
And down the river here is pike, walleye pike.
Really, pike?
Well, we have a good many pike down here. And they haven't had until this river started clearing up, and they started coming up in here from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been some big ones caught down here. And of course, they have the rough fish out there, and the old cat and the shad. Of course, they dip them up and put them up there. And those little skipjacks are coming up in there now.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an old mudfish, grunnel, there's a dozen names for it. Mudfish, billfish, grunnel, and the old gar, alligator gar.
You got those right here?
Oh yeah, they stick up in the river. And spoonbill cat, those old long spoonbill. Bill, they're coming in here now, up the river.
Don't you have to catch those gar with a special kind of a setup? Alligator gar?
I've tied in several of them down there. They catch a line though, but you catch them with a flexible wire.
Yeah,
they can get it loose if you get around that old long head. That's about the only way you can handle them. So if you catch them with a poking line, he'll cut your line right on through.
What are those pike rings? Are they pretty big fighters?
Oh, what you talking about? There's a pike will put up. I caught one right down here on the bridge one day last week.
Yeah.
I was down that brim fishing, but he wasn't. Oh, he was about that long, and that's the first one I've ever heard being caught north above the shoals.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but in below that.
Can you eat pike?
Oh, that's a delicious fish.
Oh, really?
Pike is a good eating fish, but now the best fish that we have to eat is that little old channel cat, about like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then brim I raise next, and then bass and pike. And now these big ones, old carp, you know, that's a scavenger, and they're not fitting to eat, and the buffalo either. And so, buffalo, it's similar to a carp. The scale is bigger, it's about the only mm-hmm. difference. And another darn fish down there. Drum. They come up from the bracket water, and they could tie into some good ones down there. I never have caught one way over a pound or something like that. I caught several, they were half pound or a pound, but they've been caught right in the river. Some of them right here caught them way 5 and 6 pounds.
Yeah, I hear pike are supposed to be really good fighters.
Oh, man, they sure will. You know, that's actually a northern fish.
Mm-hmm.
And how they got down in here, I don't know. They started to catch them over in the Coosa River first, and then they got to catching them in this river after it cleared up.
Mm-hmm.
When I left here, this river was, you'd think it'd been a downpour somewhere. It's so muddy.
Mm-hmm.
And after they were working on these dams when I left here, and by Jordan, about the time I got back, they had all cleared up,
mm-hmm.
clear stream.
Yeah.
And you catch those pike and on down the river below the shore where these big branches or creeks run in.
Mm-hmm.
Of where that water blends.
Oh, yeah.
And you catch
like on the point there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And where there's a sandbar, and you catch them a crawfish, a live minnow.
Mm-hmm.
I caught several down there in the mouth of these creeks.
I think they call them, is a pike the same thing as a pickerel?
No, a pickerel is what we call a jack here.
Mm-hmm.
The pickerel and the jack is the same thing. And you can't, there's no way to count the bones in them. They're kind of like a sucker.
Uh-huh.
They're all bones. They're not fitting to eat.
I think they call them, have you ever heard of a muskie?
Oh, a muskie.
Yeah,
that's a northern fish.
Uh-huh.
But man, those things go up, I expect 30 and 40 pounds. That's those tackle breakers.
Yeah.
They tie them up there. Well, they catch the pike and pickerel and muskmel and same water up in there.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering if a muskie was the same as a pike.
Mm-mm. It's a different fish altogether.
Mm-hmm.
And so are the pickerel. But the old pickerel, that's a big one up there, and down here they don't get very big. We call them jack.
Mm-hmm.
You tie into one of them, you get right up on top of the water and just bangs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah,
really.
And he's
freak one.
Oh, he tears it up.
What is it, what kind of shellfish is it that you're not supposed to eat if the name of the month doesn't have an R in it?
Oyster.
Okay. What is it that you hear down by the lake, like early in the morning, makes a kind of a croaking sound?
Frogs.
Mm-hmm. What kind of frogs are there?
Well, the ones you hear around the water is bullfrogs.
Mm-hmm.
What you hear around here are these little old tree frogs.
Okay, okay. They just stick around the trees?
That's right.
Uh-huh. Okay.
There's two or three different kinds, several different kinds, sticks around.